And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Four Women, Four Health, the podcast. We are so excited to be back here for another episode with you today to talk about a really important topic, especially with flu season and the winter months upon us. So you're going to want to sit down and get your notepad out and take some notes, because this is going to be something, especially if you have kids or loved ones that have compromised immune systems, you're going to want to, you know, walk away a little bit more informed than you were when you got here today. So today we're going to talk about this whole topic of conventional medicine remedies, especially when it comes to children during sick season. Most kids, it's pretty common for kids to have a lot of germs and get sick when it's back to school and in the winter. But we want to reiterate that just because something is common does not mean that it's normal. There are a lot of things that we can do to naturally support our children from home in terms of like healing, but also in terms of preventative health. And so today we specifically want to talk about the topic of antibiotics. Several of us have had experiences with antibiotics in our past or with our children. That led us to do the research and to become informed. And it's a topic that we're very passionate about, because I know for myself personally, my kids have seen the effects of long-term antibiotic use for reoccurring ear infections. And I also, as a gut health specialist, have actually seen the data in gut health tests for children and how some kids are actually becoming resistant to some of these antibiotics. So we're going to talk about this today with hopes that you walk away with some insight on things that you can just do naturally. The body is really responsive to natural remedies, herbs, essential oils, homeopathy, chiropractic work, you name it. So let's talk about this.
Yeah, I'm with Janelle. I'm glad we're having this conversation, because the amount of gut health tests that I've seen, and the fact that it's not just an adult that I'm seeing the antibiotic resistance in, but it's children. I had a mom recently say to me on a call, her three-year-old has just been on rounds and rounds. And then after the rounds of antibiotics, then it's the steroids, because then the skin starts to show symptoms. And that's the way the body is trying to tell us there's, you know, imbalances in the gut. And I think that's one of the things that we really need to lean into the most in understanding why antibiotics, you know, are not the end all be all, is because, I mean, when you say the word antibiotic, right away you hear anti. So yes, we are getting rid of all of the bacteria that's causing the infection, but it's not just the bad bacteria. It's the good stuff. And unfortunately, because we live in this Western world that promotes, you know, all of these foods, and I say that with quotation marks,
foods.
All these saturated fats, hydrogenated oils. I mean, yeah,
colors,
so many
dyes.
GMOs, lots of foods that are high in lipopolysaccharides, which are not good for us. We do not want those to penetrate the gut. And that comes from the processed, artificial, refined sugars, all of the stuff that is just not what we want to be putting into our body. Because at the end of the day, our body, you know, is so important, and our food is our medicine. And so we're now going into the body and we're wiping out
everything,
and we're not replenishing. Yeah, we're not replenishing. I mean,
most trying to fight off an infection too.
Bingo. Yep. So you're trying to fight off infections,
You also have viruses that can be dormant, which now you're more susceptible to being, that are going to reactivate because your immune system.
It's actually like very counterintuitive when you think about it, because you need your fighters like ready to fight when you're sick. And then like they're
just going to wipe
the antibiotic is like a Band-Aid solution. Like my son, he has taken antibiotics in the past before I was more informed, but it never fixed the problem. Mm-mm. And it took me a long time to realize it, but I'm like, wait a second, here we are at square one again 2 weeks later, and now years later he is still suffering from the effects of the gut damage as a result of these, of the good bacteria being wiped away. And then what ends up happening is like whatever bacteria you come into contact with is what's going to recolonize. And I think the bigger issue here is like, we're definitely not saying, we're not giving medical advice. We're not saying like, don't ever use antibiotics. They have life-saving, it's a life-saving measure for when it's needed. We're talking about like chronic use, like every time someone has a sniffle, every time
But the chronic use of it is what is going to create the problem when you need it in a life-saving measure, because then you become resistant to it.
Yep, and it happens because we see it in labs, like I said, all the time. But I think the biggest thing is like understanding that there are other things that you can do in the moment and to not live in fear, live with facts. Like if your child is running around eating, drinking, doesn't have a fever, isn't lethargic, but they do happen to have an ear infection, there are some natural things that you could always try first. So in our home, we use the garlic and mullein oil. If you have questions about starting a new supplement, be sure to ask your pediatrician or get yourself a functional pediatrician or integrative health practitioner or chiropractor or homeopathy specialist to help. But ultimately, it's like a natural remedy that you could use that is really effective. So definitely do your research. But that's an example. Like we always start with that. And then if I'm doing an assessment of my son and things aren't happening and aren't working, well, then I may consider an antibiotic. But I think that in this day and age, we always are told that the antibiotic is the end all be all. But then our children are getting sick over and over again. I can't tell you how many families have said to me already, and it's only September heading into October now, my kids are always sick.
Yep.
But if your gut bacteria is compromised, so is your immune system.
Mm-hmm. I just had a mom the other day. So I think she's got 2 or 3 older children and a little baby. We were talking about this. Baby is on her 3rd round of antibiotics for an ear infection. And the mom actually had a light bulb go off and say, well, the rest of my kids are in school and this is cold and flu and sick season. And my baby is over here and we're destroying her gut bacteria. Mm-hmm. She has no immune system. So that's why it's going to continue.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And that's how it started for my son.
Mm-hmm.
It was he has ear infection right now. And he's going to be 7 in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And this started when he was like 8 months old. Mm-hmm. And we're still dealing with it. But there's also crazy, like this is a topic for another day, but his gut health test, you know, actually indicated that he has certain bacteria in his gut right now that is connected to ear infection. So I'm actually working on like a natural protocol for him right now to help support his little body in getting rid of some of these microbes. So there are a lot of things that you could do to like inform yourself about what's going on with your child's actual gut and what you could do to support them.
And I'm going to say this, like, we really do have to take responsibility as parents when it comes to what our kids are consuming, because for so many children, they're not eating the right foods that are going to help recolonize the gut with the good gut flora, with the good gut bacteria that is needed in order to build a strong immune system, that is needed to keep these kids' mental health in check. I mean, it all goes hand in hand. And we can't look to antibiotics to treat things and then not be thinking about how are we going to restore and replenish the body.
That's key.
If we go right back to, and this is where I get frustrated, because oftentimes, you know, you'll see these treatments being pushed and then, you know, it's feed the kids ice cream and feed them slushies with the dyes and the sugar. And it's like, but you're feeding the bad bacteria, not the good stuff. And it's like, I get when kids don't feel well, you want to make them feel better, but it's counterintuitive because that's not going to make them feel better. It might in the moment, But you also can't feed kids chicken nuggets and french fries or think that getting them a Happy Meal or pizza for dinner because you're wiped out because your kids are sick. Like, this is the time where you have to be really smart about, okay, my kids have been sick. They're getting sick. Food is medicine.
How can I fuel their body?
Yes. And the same things over and over again are not going to be beneficial for these kids because that's not going to create diversity. And that diversity is, it's necessary. You can't, I mean, Janelle and I see this, you know, on a daily basis when it comes to what we're seeing in these gut health tests. Like, if there's not diversity, then more than often, you know, the good gut bacteria is lacking majorly.
And you know who, like, my go-to person is for stuff like this? It's Carly. So, Carly, I'm sure you have, like, a ton of insight to share because I am always knocking on your door when my kids have something going on. You are so knowledgeable about this stuff. So why don't you share some of your favorite tips with us?
So prevention is definitely the key for anything, though. So, like, people want to remember when they're using products, don't use products that are detrimental to your health, but actually something that's supporting your immune system. Yeah. So I personally use Thieves from Young Living. It was inspired by the legend of the four thieves who protected themselves from the plague, which they used herbal mixtures to keep themselves alive when everybody was dying, essentially. So that's a great cleaner to use because when you're mopping your floors with Thieves or your counters or anything, it's giving you the cinnamon and all that stuff that's in it that's going to help you boost your immune system when you're just living your daily life. And then there's other things like tea tree and eucalyptus and lemon and lavender. And those are all powerful things that you can use to support your immune system during those cold and flu months.
Carly, would you say it's like wise for people that are wanting to expand their knowledge more on, you know, natural support for their kids to like have certain things on hand this time of season just to, you know, have just in case?
Definitely. Like eucalyptus for respiratory, the Thieves blend for immune support. Those are oils. Always lavender and frankincense, because I always say if you don't know what's wrong with you, use frankincense. But then homeopathically, you got oscillococcinum and aconite and echinacea and elderberry syrup and garlic, like you'd mentioned. Okay. I always have garlic on hand.
Garlic is...
Well, yep. And Carly, like you even, I mean, have enough knowledge as to, and I know this because I've asked you and you've done it for me, like... You can make your own natural antibiotics using herbal remedies, using things. I mean, what you've made fire cider, which is what? Apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, it's a bunch of things and you let it sit. To be honest, that's not my favorite because the taste. But it's doable. It's an affordable way for you to boost your immune system. Yeah, for
sure. Isn't there one with like honey and garlic?
Yes. Okay, so I make a blend and it's honey, turmeric, ginger, black pepper, and pure vanilla, not the fake stuff. And that's basically a natural antibiotic. And I always add like a shot of ACV to it too.
Yep. I've never heard of
it. It's good. She's made that for me and it worked.
And honestly, I always take that anytime I suspect that something might be going on with my body, that I might need something for it. And it's always been successful for me.
I think the important thing to remember is this was once the first line of defense for everybody. This was
It's not just made up. It's like,
well, and I'll tell you, like with a lot of my SIBO clients, like they're asking at this point for herbal remedies because they've used the rounds of antibiotics and now they're even more sick than they were when they started because their lines of defense have been completely compromised. And, you know, for them, now they find themselves more prone to infection and they're getting reoccurring infections. And it's like, it takes a toll on your mental health, not just your physical health. And I say that in a physical way, but also when you look at the gut microbiome, again, that good gut bacteria, you're not producing those neurotransmitters, those hormones that are responsible, you know, to keep your body regulated, to keep you, you know, from being in fight flight, to keep you from being, you know, resilient in stressful conversations or being able to focus and engage. And that's where a lot of these kids are getting hit with a double whammy because they're getting sick all the time. and they're not eating well, and then they go to school and they can't focus, and that is 100% tied to the imbalances of bacteria they have in their gut. You know, if, again, if a kid does not have good gut bacteria, you know, their Shannon diversity is not where it needs to be. They don't have good levels of Akkermansia, of bifidobacteria, of Faecalibacterium. I mean, there's so many strains. And that's another reason why you really need to be working with practitioners like Janelle and myself and, you know, Carly and Brooke, because you can't guess. You need to test and find out, you know, what's going on. Because if you think like, okay, I'm taking antibiotics and I'm going to give my kid a probiotic, and then you give them probiotics that are strains of things that they've already got too much of, or they don't need, that's a problem. That's going to create more imbalances. And that's kind of sometimes what can be difficult in the online world when you have all this information.
Yeah. And I actually am going through this right now. And my son, you know, long story short, he has had issues with strep on and off. So I did a tiny health gut test. Come to find out there's extra strep in his gut. And one of the recommended, you know, remedies was echinacea. And I know that that's one of the ones Carly recommended. So we actually started implementing elderberry and echinacea. And we're definitely seeing that he's not having any issue as of lately. And we had him re-swabbed and he did not have strep. So not to make any medical claims, but this stuff is definitely worth your while to, you know, inform yourself about and really do your research. And I think one of the other things we were talking about before we were recording today is like how this is a lifestyle. It's like it's something that you build on over time and you build confidence with over time. I know, Carly, before we wrapped up, you wanted to share a statistic with us.
Yeah, so the CDC actually estimates that 30% of the antibiotics prescribed are unnecessary. And then the hospital statistics also say that it can be as high as 50% that antibiotics are used inappropriately throughout the hospital. Like, those are high statistics. So I just wanted to throw that in there because I don't think it was said.
You know, and that is something too that we really have to take into consideration, because you have people like myself, my children, I'm very allergic to antibiotics. So, you know, if I'm given something that my body is already like, no, you know, that could be a very detrimental thing to my health or my children's health. And that's where it's important. And we're going to talk about this on our next episode. Janelle mentioned, you know, the lifestyle habits. And if you're focusing on the right preventative lifestyle factors and habits, and you're, you know, keeping your family healthy outside of just supplements, but movement and food and, you know, rest, and maybe even having to condense your calendar a little bit and say no to things more often. Mm-hmm. That's going to help with being in situations where you might not need antibiotics, because your body is being supported in those ways. And so it can heal. We know that. We all know that. But we have to be able to support our bodies the right way. And unfortunately, there's a lot of information out there. I mean, Carly just gave some very alarming statistics where we're being told things, but we're not being told all of our options. And unfortunately, the things that we're being told oftentimes can lead to more infection or more sickness, or, you know, your kid is getting reoccurring ear infections now because they have more strep bacteria, because that good bacteria that fights that strep keeps being wiped out every time they're being put on those antibiotics. Like, it's really, really important to understand that. So we are going to follow up with this episode and just have more in-depth conversation about the preventative measures and the lifestyle habits and things that, you know, we can really do on a daily basis, that we can talk about from a seasonal perspective. I know a lot of families get a lot of anxiety and they worry about sick, you know, time, cold and flu season with this time of year. And I say that from parents having to take time of off of that sick time that so many families only have a little bit of, to missing out on school, to, you know, being out for weeks because sickness, you know, takes over. And so in order for us to not fear that and for us to be able to heal and get things back into balance, we really need to have more conversations on what true preventative care looks like. So we're going to talk about that on our next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.